Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. John Harrison is back. John's a friend of ours. He's a certified financial planner and an ordained minister. He's the founder of Aspire Financial Advisors, the author of Making Mammon Serve You, a biblical manual for money mastery, and he's our good friend, John Harrison. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, John. You know, John, as most people know, the federal government, the president, or I should say the administration, and Congress, those two houses, those two major parts of our government, have failed to get their financial business squared away. The Congress failed to get a budget last year. I think they still don't have a budget for 2011 officially. They borrowed so much money now we're borrowing like 40 cents of every dollar we're spending, and now they're bumping the debt limit again. There's a big debate that's been going on for months between the Republicans and the Democrats, and all this dysfunction, and that's the only thing you can call it, John, is beyond politics now. It's dysfunction. All of this is finally having an effect on our financial future, isn't it?
It really is, and I think the word you chose, dysfunction, is the perfect word, because I think the people who are in charge of fixing the problem are each so entrenched in their particular positions that practical compromise seems almost impossible. And it turns into gridlock. I think that the essence of the problem is something that every household and small business can understand, and it really comes down to two things, the deficit and the debt.
Mm-hmm.
And the deficit pertains to, if you think of the nation's cash flow statement, they have more bills than they have income.
Yep.
And whenever you have more bills than income, the only way to spend more than you're making is to liquidate assets or borrow the money.
That's right.
And the government's been borrowing the money and have now run the national debt up to something north of $14 trillion, which is, you know, just by way of background, it's such a huge figure, we can't even really imagine it.
Well, it's equivalent to the entire production of the United States.
It really is.
It's a one-to-one ratio with our gross domestic product.
Yes. I heard someone describe it this way. If you had a job that paid you $1,000 per second, and it paid you all day, 24 hours a day, $1,000 a second, it would take you 434 years to earn $14 trillion.
Right.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. And it's unbelievable that they're playing with fire up there now. Now, of course, the big thing where they're stuck right now is Republicans don't want to raise taxes. And I got to be honest with you, I'm concerned about the impact of not raising the debt or about busting this up. I'm concerned about the rating agency downgrading the United States credit, as two of them have said that they might. But I got to be honest with you, John. I don't like the idea of raising taxes. I just think that if you give the government more money from whatever source, that's like giving a drunk another drink.
Exactly. They'll simply spend it once they have it, and the problem doesn't go away again.
And they don't learn any lessons.
Right, right. And it's one of those things, and unfortunately, the reason I'm a little bit pessimistic about the whole process is because just like with your personal or business finances, if you have this enormous debt, the only way to fix it is to decrease your spending or increase your income or both. And the two sides in this negotiation each have a faction that won't do either. The biggest places that need to be cut in terms of spending, in terms of their impact on the overall debt, are entitlement programs.
Mm-hmm.
And the hardcore members of the Democratic Party won't touch those. And the only way to increase income if you're a government is to raise taxes, and the hardcore elements of the Republican Party won't touch those.
Well,
and so there's nowhere to meet in the middle between
If you're thinking about your own investments now, your own personal financial, we're going to talk about our small businesses a little bit later. But from a personal financial standpoint, how is this affecting you right now?
I think there's a couple of things that immediately become apparent from this conversation. One is that the Social Security Trust Fund is finally exposed as something of a myth.
It's a fraud.
Our president went on TV recently and said that he couldn't guarantee that checks would go out on August 3rd if they didn't reach some sort of deal on this before August 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And for decades, they've told us, well, don't worry about Social Security because there's this thing called a Social Security Trust Fund.
Right.
That's got billions of dollars
which,
in it.
Which Congress robbed.
Exactly.
Of several trillion dollars.
It's IOUs. It actually accounts for $2.6 trillion of the debt. It's the money the government owes Social Security
right.
and can't pay. And they finally admitted that
they will never pay back.
Yeah, and there'd be no risk of checks not going out if there were actually any assets in that trust fund.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that. And from a planning point of view, it says to people, you know, you can't plan the way you used to be told, that three-legged stool you'd have to count on,
mm-hmm.
Social Security, pensions, and your personal savings. Well, two legs of that stool are looking pretty weak about now. So I think that especially the younger you are, the more you should assume that Social Security in its present form is not a guarantee for your future
mm-hmm.
planning.
Mm-hmm. How's that going to manifest as in the behavior of Americans without as all this is being revealed, sort of the truth is coming out? What do you think?
I don't know. I think the first reaction is primarily an emotional one. You know, people get pessimistic about the future. But in terms of the actual habits that they'll change, tough to call. What you would want to see happen is people really become serious about saving for their own
mm-hmm.
future. But whether or not that will come to pass, our savings rate in this country has never been great.
Think about this, though, John. So you're younger than me. You're quite a bit younger than me. I'm going to be on Social Security before you are. If you know... You know, nobody say anything about stopping your Social Security deduction from your paycheck. They're not going to do that. So if you know that you're paying into this fund, and all that's happening is you're paying the money that's going to me, but you're never going to get it, how you think that's not going to change behavior?
Well, given that it's a law, the FICA contribution is a law that the country has become so acclimated to, I don't see revolution in the streets over it. But I don't
see the younger generations paying that money into a fund that they know they're not going to get anything out of. I think that's going to be a problem one day. I really think this. I'm not saying it's going to be blood in the streets, but I think there will be an electoral revolution. That's how we do it in America. I think that's going to change things. When we come back, we're going to talk to John Harrison about how this is affecting your small business and mine. Making Mammon Serve You is his book. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.